This is a show about a team that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jazz, here till it ends. Meet up with Pastor Fail Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine the way. Community building is here to stay.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's another episode of Community Building here on Post Show Recaps, talking Season 1, Episode 15, Romantic Expressionism. I'm Josh Wiggler, joined here, as always, by Jess Sterling. Jess, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm ready to kick and punch our way through this episode. I couldn't think of a better intro than that in the last 30 seconds.
You just got to kick punch your way through the intro puns.
Yes.
Like, you sometimes it's low-hanging fruit, and you know what to do. Like, you have a very easy thing to say, and mm-hmm. other times, like, oh, God, I just got to say some things because the podcast has already started. Mm-hmm. So I think with that being said, an admirable effort. We'll see if the third talking head today has anything better, if they have anything that they can pull from the episode that'll just be like a slam dunk joke. Right away. This is actually really exciting for me because for the first time in community building, I'm actually bringing my son onto the podcast. Although Felipe's very upset. Felipe's my son as well.
That's fine.
Filthy, I have to tell you, you have a brother. His name is Felipe. He was on the podcast not long ago. Filthy!
Papa! I'm here! I'm here on the podcast. And I've prepared some jokes. I reviewed just... Sorry. Oh, I already butchered my prepared joke. Okay, it's fine.
Try it again. Regroup. Okay.
Excuse me. I've reviewed Jess Sterling's podcast outline thoroughly with a team of writers, and I'm ready to give the PSR listeners a bunch of premeditated zingers that will knock your socks off. Thank you very much. Wow.
That's good. That was good.
That was wonderful.
I'm so happy to be here. Josh, Jessica, thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy.
Technically, Jess invited you. I didn't have much agency over the choice, but I'm thrilled that you're
That's
here.
Okay. That's okay. I'm glad that she did it because, you know, it's been a long time. It's my old friend, Jess Sterling. How long has it been, Jess Sterling? It feels like forever since, you know, we had the collab of a lifetime.
Like 3 years.
That's literally 3 years ago. I thought about that today and I'm baffled by that.
Three
For
years
people
ago.
Who have no idea what you're talking about because they're just like, well, I just found community podcasts. This is cool. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, did they create a mural?
Well, Josh, I'm actually not a big fan of small communities with a bunch of like inside jokes and you know, like things that other people wouldn't understand. So I feel like out of respect for other people that have that same take as me, like maybe we should just bury that, you know? Like
that's fine.
We don't have to I don't want people to feel like they're out of the loop on something. That's weird,
I'm fine to move on.
Oh, okay.
I'm good to move on from it. I'm thrilled to move on. I don't need to look back. I only need to look forward as we are. You know what it's like where, you know what, that thing you're referring to.
Right.
Is so Vaughn and Britta.
Wait, you know? How dare you?
You know?
What does that mean? What does this mean?
Like looking back.
Yes. That's old news is what that means.
Okay. Yeah.
But I look back at it fondly.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many episodes ago was that?
That was like
it was a while back.
Like six, eight?
Nine? I'm gonna guess 9 episodes.
Yeah. It was early on for sure.
We're episode 15 right now. I would guess that's like episode 4 or 5 or 6. It's in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I think that's about right.
Yeah. But where we are going is, well, I don't know. Should I? Well, obviously, I haven't seen too much past this point other than like the sporadic episodes that we covered in season 0 of Community Building. So I don't know if to say that where we're going is so Vaughn and Annie is a comp. I would guess it's like, you know. I can't imagine this is going to hold.
Community building, more like community building. Am I right, guys?
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. He's here, Filthy.
He's here.
I'll be here all week.
Josh, are you excited to see Were you excited to see the return of Vaughn?
Of course, always. Yeah, always nipples. Happy to see Tiny Nips Vaughn. Always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. It was great. My goal in life will be to have someone write a Vaughn song for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think
you want more of the Annie one than the Brit.
You want to have a Vaughn Doff.
I do want a Vaughn Doff. I do think a Vaughn Doff is probably something that we should do by the end of season one of Community. Would be fun.
I would love that.
I think it would be delightful. I would really like it. Just like as basic as humanly possible. Just
I can
like
pretend to play guitar. It'll be. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great.
Wiggler.
I want that
improvised, Jeff?
It's pre-written as well. Actually, we've recorded an episode of this podcast already, just like to work out the kinks, and now like the jokes are loaded up. I did this with each of you individually, this is my third version of this podcast now. Is what we're getting into. Hey Phil,
hey,
what's going on? What do you got going on? Where can people find you? What have you been doing? Tell people what's happening with Phil T.
I am like tangentially, like I'm in the like PSR RHAP canon somewhere. Like if this were like a Marvel film, like I'm probably like one of the, like, wasn't there like a weird cameo where there was a guy who was like a news reporter? I can't remember. See, this is a bad example.
Oh, J.K. Simmons? I don't know.
You're like J. Jonah Jameson?
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know. Yeah. You walked into a metaphor that you were not prepared to articulate.
Hey, wow. Welcome to Phil T on a podcast, baby.
You weren't ready to do it.
Bouncing off the walls, pretending like I know how to articulate anything.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out. I'm just like, you know, sometimes Jenny will do a thing and I'm like yelling in the background.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes someone will tweet, I'll reply to it and people are like, oh, I know that guy from somewhere. It's fine.
But what?
I stream on Twitch sometimes, but like, you know, I don't really, I'm not like,
I saw you playing a game. I saw you playing a game the other day. This is where I'm really good. Son, what are you playing?
Oh,
it seemed like there was some jewels involved and some sort of fantasy things.
So it's actually super convoluted and like, you know, very obscure. It's like it's a children's card game. It's like Magic the Gathering, but it's like, based off of World of Warcraft.
People love this.
Also, you know, it's like a card game, but it's not the card game. It's actually an offset version of that card game where those cards from the game are incorporated, but it's a different game than
that. What's it called?
So it's Hearthstone, but
Hearthstone.
I play specifically.
Oh my god, you kind of led with that, and I would have known he was talking
but
about.
But I play specifically Hearthstone Battlegrounds exclusively. I don't play the card game. I only play Battlegrounds.
So. You're out on the card game.
It's just
because you just want to fight.
I just want to get right to it and battle people. You know,
would I like Hearthstone? No. Oh, he says
that
no.
Face. That was like, a face. That honestly, really was the cringe like, emoji.
It's
not for everyone. It's like this is very 2014 thing that I'm just like,
wait, is it like a 2014 thing that is like regaining popularity?
No, it's just something that I still play from that time.
I feel like I've seen at least two additional humans playing Hearthstone on the internet recently.
Well, no, I'm not saying, there isn't a community. There's definitely a community.
Thank you. He said the thing, guys. He said the thing.
Yeah, he said
but,
the word.
But, like, I wouldn't say, like, it's, like, it's not Among Us, or it's not, like, Valorant, or it's not, like, GTA 5 role-playing. You know, those are kind of the top games that people are streaming.
Are people role playing Grand Theft Auto 5?
Wait, you don't know about this?
No.
Okay, people steal people's cars?
So people play GTA 5 online.
Yeah.
And instead of like running around killing people, doing what you're supposed to do in the game, they create a character and they walk around and they like interact with the other people.
I get it immediately.
It's like
I immediately understand.
And it's hilarious. And like, you know, like people, they'll just like go into a store and like, someone will be the pharmacist and someone will just be like, hey, can I buy, like, you know, some Advil? And they'll be like, yeah. It's, and like, you know, people just
stream this. I feel like we're talking about the episode community where Troy's like, we even can go to community college. It's a lot more fun than it sounds.
What was it? Well, this is like the game he was playing on winter break.
It's like,
right?
Second Life. It's like, oh, and we, you know, we can go to college and we can buy groceries and it's so exciting.
But then do some people, since they're playing online, like break the rules? So, like, crimes will break out around gentle role play.
No, that's frowned upon. You don't do that on a role playing server. This goes back in, like, all of video game. Like, when, like, I'm a World of Warcraft guy, okay?
Yeah.
And if you play World of Warcraft, you can play on a server where you just play the game and you talk to other people like they're people, or you are an orc and you're like, I'm gonna, you know, cut your head off and stuff. So,
that's what they say.
You know, and if you go onto the role playing servers where the people love to, like, play pretend, you're gonna get banned because that's just, you know, don't yuck someone's
yum. It's not kosher. They're
totally.
Just let them do their thing. Yeah. You know.
So are they like, I know that we got to talk about community here pretty soon, but I do have some follow ups. I do. My follow up is like. So is there, like, an offline community where, like, are they, like, fleshing out the story so they have, like, some agreed upon points, or is it all, like,
you know, improvisational? I'm not that deep into it, but I'm
let's get into it though.
Like, yeah, okay, like I will do research and I will come back to you, but I think, you know, like, so they have like a character building chart, like you do in, like, D&D, maybe. Like, maybe they're just maybe that's a new poster.
I think that this Discord is a very exciting prospect.
You know, we swap the format from D&D and we move on to the GTA 5 server.
This is what Josh is going to be doing on his Twitch from now on.
I think that this is a good year two innovation.
And
you know,
it's popping right now. This is where you capitalize on that because people love to watch this. It's like hilarious. I don't know.
All right,
it is really funny.
This is food for thought. It sounds incredible. Phil, how about community in terms of, like, your views?
Community.
We love to ask our guest every week, like, give us some community takes. You like the show? You like what's your history with it?
Right. Okay. So for a time, you know, I loved the show. I loved the show with every fiber of my being. I was in probably community college when I first saw the show, maybe around season 2, season 3 is when I kind of picked it up. And you know, I just thought, like, everyone was so funny. Like, everything about the show is just, like, right up my alley of just, like, really, like, everything on the spectrum of, like, really stupid, like, slapstick humor to, like, very smart jokes. And, you know, I love it all. So I did fall off eventually, like everyone did. I didn't make it to 6 seasons in a movie.
Did you get through season 4?
Yeah, I did. And then, you know, I wasn't as excited about it anymore.
Yeah.
And you know,
understandably,
I feel
so.
Like that happened to a lot of people. So, but what can you do? What can you do? You need your boy, Donald Glover, I think, right? You need him.
Yeah.
He's watching this again, like, for this was like, oh my God, I forgot how good the show is. Like, I was laughing out loud, and this is just like maybe like an average episode, right? But like, oh my God, like, it's just a fun time. I don't know.
It does feel like even the average episodes, and this, we were, before we, like, went live with the podcast, I was, like, panicking openly, as I do, about, like, how, like, scoring the episodes and scoring the things has become really stressful for me, because I find that, like, I don't know, I just, like, I kind of, like, sort of, like, with the Streets Ahead, Streets Behind stuff, like, I kind of just, like, love it, or I don't. And there isn't like a huge spectrum right now. So, like, I'm arbitrarily just, like, hitting this with, like, a 3.2 probably, but, like, I really liked this episode a lot. I liked them all.
What if we let you do this? What if at the end of the season, we let you go back and edit anything?
I'll have forgotten everything. It'll be, like, completely inaccurate.
So for me, just like, being in this fandom specifically, and, like, you know, Survivor tangentially, of, like, the intensity of which people like love something is so intimidating to me.
Yeah.
So that when I come on a podcast like this, I am scared for my life because it's like, oh my God, I don't want to hurt anybody. And
you're not safe.
No, yeah. Everyone's allowed to have their own opinions, even if their opinion is that they don't have an opinion.
Right. Yeah. But it's like, you know, I wish I had the passion I'm never going to be the type of person that's going to go like make a spreadsheet of like all my favorite things. And, but like I was saying before, like baby. I wish I could love something that much besides Jenny Autumn. Am I right, everyone?
Oh, you should.
So beautiful.
That was a great romantic expressionism.
It's amazing. But thank you very much. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. I've definitely tried to stray away from that intensity of liking things in general, just for like me. Cause like,
Up our Grand Theft Auto 5 campaign though, you should play a character who like feels really intensely about a lot of different hobbies.
Oh yeah. No, for sure. But see, that's the thing, Josh, is that sounds like a lot of work.
It does.
For a bit, like that's hilarious to me to like go that far for a joke. Like I will put that much effort in for a joke, but that still seems like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Work is hard, man. Trust me, I get it.
Work is tough. Okay.
This was an episode in which the return of Vaughn, which I really wasn't anticipating at all, Jess. Like to Phil's point that like this was a really funny episode, but probably also an average episode of Community. Yep. Like, is that sort of like consensus opinion about this one?
Yeah, I'd say it has pretty average ratings, according to the audience, according to me. I think it's fine. Like, it's a decent episode, right? Like, I feel like you have your A plot, B plot are all decent. Makes you laugh. It's kind of funny. I wouldn't put it as like one of my favorites. It's not one. I mean, we talked about this kind of last episode, about how the naming of the episodes sometimes leads to not being able to remember what happened in that episode. And this is also one that will completely leave my brain once we're done talking about it as to what episode this is.
Mm-hmm. Like if you saw the name again, you wouldn't be able to like match it to the plot.
Not even
that's a fun game. I would love to do that. Is like you list in one column all of the names of the episodes.
Like a matching game?
Yeah, and then in the other column, like the plot lines, like in like one or two sentences.
Yeah.
How many would I get? Half? Maybe?
It's hard. It's the problem is the naming convention, right? Like they're named like they would be community college courses. And I feel like most of them aren't memorable unless they're like iconic episodes or like Halloween or Christmas themed, because those ones stick out a little bit more. But yeah, it's a decent episode. I feel like we're in a good stretch of season one where they're decent episodes. Are they the heavy hitters? Are they ones I would have picked for you before we, you know, did a full rewatch podcast? No.
They're the ones that yell, you leave Netflix on, Community is streaming, and it's just enough to let you keep letting it keep streaming.
Next you're episode doing like, you're playing Hearthstone, it's on.
That though, the more I rewatch these episodes, the more I pick up on like very small things I didn't pick up on previously. So that is the joy in rewatching. Like there are certain lines that are kind of said in the background that because I'm taking such like diligent notes on the episode, I do pick up on, which is fun and are nice little like, you know, Easter eggs for me. But yeah, it's an average episode.
Let's talk about this episode that is apparently average, but somehow we all really enjoy it. It's Romantic Expressionism. It's directed by Joe Russo. It's written by Dan Harmon and Andrew Guest. It originally aired February 4th, 2010. Jess Sterling, walk us through it. What did we get into this week on Community?
So we're on the Greendale campus. Britta and Jeff are walking together, and she asks if he slipped out for a quickie with Professor Hot Stuff on lunch. She knew because there was a gold star on his zipper that Professor Slater left. Gotta love that.
Nice.
They see Annie talking to Vaughn, and he's explaining guitar chords. See, that's G. That's the most important chord. In my mind, it stands for God.
Is G the most important chord?
I'd say it's up there.
Could you rank the chords?
You're asking me?
I'm asking generally,
like,
I think.
G is up there. C is an important one. A is an important one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cad.
Yeah. Back. I was the kid in college who I only knew drop D so that I could play Everlong on my friend's acoustic guitar.
Oh,
very cool. It was really cool. It was very attractive.
You're so cool, Josh.
Yeah.
We were just talking about in the Discord playing Wonderwall acoustic guitar, and I could see Josh doing that.
I could see Vaughn doing that. That's like Vaughn's whole character. I am Wonderwall douche, do I ever gravitate to a character like that? He personifies everything I want to be, you know? Yeah. Just like, wow, the whole world is connected. That's awesome, man.
What a great line. That's G.
Yeah.
In my mind, it stands for God.
And then he says, and I'm pretty sure he says something like, not like the God, like, just like a God.
Not like Bible God, because everything is God.
Yeah. And the best part is that Annie is impressed by this. You're complicated. Yeah.
I love that as a compliment.
You're complicated.
Yeah.
Vaughn starts writing a song for Annie. Jeff looks very annoyed. You know what I don't get? He never wears a shirt. He never wears shoes. Why hasn't he died from lack of surface?
Yeah, I didn't get this at first, and then I thought about it again. It's like, it comes very
back.
Funny.
Yeah,
it's
it comes
very
back.
Funny. I loved it. When I heard that line, I was like, okay, we're back. Here
we're back.
Like, just like
back to college, back to school.
Very quick jokes like that. Just like that are just like so smart and fun. Like I love
that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of that in this episode for sure.
Yeah. We're in the study room. Troy asks Abed if they're watching another movie in his dorm tonight. They're going to watch Kick Puncher, starring Don the Demon Donaldson as a cyborg cop whose punches have the power of kicks.
I love this concept.
And I knew you would. Going into this episode, I was like, I'm pretty sure Josh is gonna love this for Kick Puncher alone. That's all I'll take.
Is Kick Puncher going to be a thing, or is this a one-off?
Oh, yes, it is.
Hell yeah. Sweet. I'm very here for Kick Puncher.
It is a thing.
A punch with the power of a kick?
Yeah.
Are kicks inherently more powerful than punches?
I wanted to raise this debate point of, like, are kicks stronger than punches? Because
I think
it
depends on how, like, meaty your thighs are.
Totally depends on the kick.
Do you skip leg day, though? Like, who's skipping leg day?
Never. You can't.
So that's why the kicks prevail?
Also, would you rather be kicked in the shin or punched in the arm?
Oh, I'd rather be punched in the arm for sure. Yeah, for sure. Okay. That's not hard.
I don't know how that was such an easy answer.
I don't want to get kicked in the shin.
I don't want to get either,
head,
but.
In my head, the bone just like splits like that, you know, like.
I've got a fatty arm. So just like hit me in like the meaty arm. And then like, but my shin, like, you know, there's really no angle that you're going to hit that comfortably.
No.
Or like, you know.
There's nothing guarding there.
Comfortably-ish. There's no defense. I think the punch versus the kick is a compelling question, though. I think that's a little bit harder. I think that's harder. I think it's hard. It's hard to know. Like, if you're kicking, if you've got like your hands like propped up on like two rails and like you're doing like full body force kick. And you're like, you know, like swinging yourself into the kick.
That's like a double kick, though.
That's a kick.
Yeah.
That's a powerful kick.
Yeah, but like you can't do that with two punches. Like it's not going to be the same force at all. It's substantially weaker. Like a wind up. This is just in Jessica. That's just in cartoons. You
know, yeah, right? That's just a cartoon.
The wind up.
Can you tell I've never been in an actual
make your
fight?
Punch strong.
Why I oughta?
Yeah. Oh my God.
In my mind, that's how people fight.
My mom used to say that to me whenever she would get mad at me. She would just like wince at me. She goes, why I oughta? I'm like, oh shit, mom.
Yeah. My mom used to say, I'll sail you to the moon and do one of these.
That's terrifying.
It is. She wouldn't
actually. That's horrifying. What a horrifying concept. With a single punch to the moon.
Punch it to the moon.
I'd rather get kicked in that scenario.
Oh yeah, 100%. But
I think like a kick with a ton of momentum and force, like, yeah, I think that scares me more than a punch, personally.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although I feel like someone, if you kick someone versus punch someone, I feel like you're more likely to like break toes than you are to break fingers. Because your toes are like so tiny.
But don't you kick with like the bottom of your foot? You don't kick with your toes.
I'm not kicking with my toes,
You don't kick toes forward, right?
Yeah, I'm either going with the flat of the foot. Yeah.
Yeah, power comes from your heel, right? I think.
Yeah.
Well, it also the bottom anyway.
I never choose violence. So.
For me, if I'm punching, like I'm definitely at severe risk of every finger breaking, and those are my money makers.
You gotta just keep the thumb out. That's what my dad always taught me.
Really?
Thumb stays out. Yeah.
Because if you put it in, you break it.
Yeah, you're because you're. Yeah, anyways, I don't want to get into
that. I don't know. That doesn't sound natural.
This is what my dad told me.
Like, I'm just like putting it together. Yeah, no, I would.
You got to keep it out. Otherwise, you're going to break it.
All right. Well, when we have our community patron fist fight in like
Club. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah. Is that an event coming up?
It's
we can't tell anybody.
Don't tell. It's a secret.
Anyway, so Shirley asks why they watch movies, bad movies, on purpose, and they like to make fun of them. They invite Shirley to join them. Shirley says yes because it sounds collegey. Pierce invites himself and says he's younger than the three of them put together.
Yeah, but then he has doubts about that, I think.
Yeah, he thinks about it for a minute.
Yeah. I don't think it's true.
Shirley's in her 30s, Troy is like 18, and Abed is like 18, 20-ish, so yeah, that's not true.
Oh, I guess he's like...
He's older.
But he's right on the line.
Yeah, it's close.
It's close. Yeah, it's a close.
Tight. It's
close.
It's tight. It's tight. It's tight.
Annie's practicing what she's going to say to Britta when Jeff and Britta walk in. Annie asks if she can ask Britta something. Britta says she isn't sure if Vaughn is his first or last name.
That's a good question, because it could go either way.
Really could.
Yeah. I've only met
Vince Vaughn.
Oh, true. Vince Vaughn. I think I've only met first name Vaughns, if they've ever come
You've
across
You've met more than one Vaughn?
I've met one Vaughn. I know a Vaughn. But it's the first name. Vaughn? It's a first name.
It's a first name Vaughn.
Okay, so then I'd say two out of three. Then it's more likely than his first name's Vaughn.
But Vince Vaughn has more power. You know, there's more.
Oh, he has the power of like 100 men.
Mm-hmm. He's Vince Vaughn also, for like three or four, right?
I would also say
the power. Yeah.
I think pop culturally, Vaughn as a last name probably holds more weight.
Mm-hmm.
But like in your life, perhaps you're encountering more first name Vaughns.
Right. Okay. So maybe my anecdotal evidence is probably not enough to sustain that argument that there are more first name Vaughns. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm wrong, guys.
I'm open to revisiting it.
This is too much work, Josh.
Yeah. It's a lot. Work is really hard.
So much research.
Yeah, work is so hard. I
hate that.
Yeah. Britta asks about Troy, and Annie says she thought Troy was trying to hold her hand, but he'd mistaken her for Abed.
Yeah, that's cute. That's very sweet. That's very sweet.
Britta says she won't tell her who to date. Annie says that she's the coolest girl she's ever met. Give me some fivesies, which Britta turns into an awkward snake dance.
I love it.
I loved that so
I love
much.
It. It's great.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, just it's beautiful. Good. Wow. Yeah. Like the most random thing ever, but it's just hilarious.
Classic Britta. We're in the cafeteria. Britta's asking Jeff if he heard about Annie and Vaughn. Britta thinks it's cute and says she needs
like
her blessing.
Yeah.
Jeff does not like it. He says it's all about Annie. They're her Greendale parents, and he's worried because she's only 18. Her taste in men is still being established, and Vaughn is a gateway douchebag.
Is he just in the gateway? Like, he's not past
He's gateway douchebag. He's not full-on douchebag.
Yeah, I think you can get a lot more toxic than Vaughn, like, if you're diving into, like actual toxic masculinity.
At least he's like nice harmless to the women he dates.
Right, he's not, like, a gaslighting, you know,
guy. I mean, he did write a song about Britta being
Britta
a bee. And saying it publicly.
I mean, Britta started that, though.
Well, how quickly we forget.
You know.
Honestly, I can't be faulted for this because I literally just jumped in and watched this one episode. Okay, so like, this is on you guys, right?
I think Vaughn's a douchebag.
All right, I'm getting the notes app. I'm sorry for what I said about Vaughn. He's actually a huge douchebag.
But you go past, like, we're talking about, like, a gate, like, he's past the gateway, but that might be, like, checkpoint one. There's, like, you know, hundreds of checkpoints past that first gate.
I think what he's saying is that it's not that Vaughn isn't a full douchebag, it's just that he's the first of many douchebags if she dates him.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because, like, you know, like, just, it doesn't matter about the severity of douchebag, he's just the entry point, you know? Like,
got it.
Right.
Okay, so he is okay. I think I can I can get on board with that. He thinks that though that Vaughn is like the slippery slope that will lead Annie to Starburns. Is that right?
Yes. Jeff says he can that Britta can give the toast at her shotgun wedding to Starburns.
Is this when Starburns, like, you hear Starburns like gesturing at Jeff, being like, "That guy's a douchebag."
That's a douchebag. Yeah. It's so wonderful. Good.
That's great.
Yep.
Classic.
We're in Abed's dorm room. Shirley and Troy arrived at Abed's. Chang is also there in like a full-on tuxedo.
Yeah. Where was he? Had like something.
He had other plans. We don't know what they were though.
They fell through.
Pierce says he can wait if Shirley wants to serve beverages. You're gonna be waiting a long ass time. Which I love.
Yeah, that's good.
The group starts making fun of the movie and everyone is laughing except Pierce. Pierce tries to be funny and says, "Freeze, police, don't do that. They'll get cold."
Yeah, he doesn't. So he's having a hard time here.
If
Pierce.
I were there, I would have laughed at that.
I am absolutely the kind of person that in that scenario, while everybody is recognizing that Pierce is tanking and making the night terrible, that I and they all like are solid enough in their individuality that they're like not laughing to make things easier, I would laugh to make things easier. Like I'd be the lone person in the room laughing, like, because it's unbearable for me otherwise.
Yeah,
no, I fully agree with that strategy. I think
it's because you both are just like social lubricant. You just like make it easier. Wait,
whoa! Just social lubricant.
I like to think I'm a little
in a good
bit.
Way.
Excuse me. I think I'm a little bit more like than that.
We're just here to keep things moist, Josh. Yeah. That's all we do.
That's it? I'm just social lubricant?
Absolutely.
I'm Ian. I may be schlocked in the stuff, but I'm not just. Come on. My goodness.
Nobody
I'm trying to keep this as a very serious podcast.
Yeah, keep us on point, Phil.
We started off talking about Grand Theft Auto role playing.
Let's get this back on track.
Which, frankly, like, I want to plow through this podcast quickly so I can start looking into it.
Okay, yeah. So Pierce makes a racist joke about Asian women at the end of the movie. Chang says, "Dude, I'm right here.
I'm right here."
Pierce wants to know when the next movie is going to be, Movie Watch is going to be. Everyone talks over Abed until he finally can say, "Oh, we're doing it tomorrow."
Yeah, because they don't want him to reveal that they're doing it.
Abed is the social lubricant.
Yeah.
He just doesn't realize it.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
We're back outside. Vaughn is teaching Annie to surf on land.
On land.
With the shirt off. Yeah. With the shirt off, of course.
Of course.
Classic. Jeff
notices Annie is wearing some sort of hippie collar, which killed me. It's like a choker necklace.
Oh my God.
And he says he can hear her armpit hair growing.
So wait,
it's a nightmare.
Where did Annie get this? Like he gave it to her, you think? Or like got it.
Annie bought it to impress him. 1,000%.
Okay. She's like undercover. She's infiltrated.
Her whole vibe changes this episode. Like, she dresses so differently. No more cardigans. Throw those out for like a Hawaiian t-shirt or something. She's gonna be wearing a lay next. Jeff wants to do something about this. Britta asks what he even wants to do. Jeff says he wants to hatch a scheme. Let's not confine ourselves to your wheelhouse. This problem won't respond to tap dancing or casual revelations that you spent time in New York.
Yeah.
Such a sick burn.
It is a good burn. Better burn Starburns, who comments that Annie's now at the top of his to-do. Now Britta's upset. Now Britta's like, okay, we got to do something about this.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Starburns, yeah. That's a lot, Starburns.
Yeah, Starburns. His name is Alex.
His name is... Oh, you know that his name... Wait, did we learn that early?
I know this is a running meme. I believe that I saw this in one of the episodes that I had saw before the full
Is it like a Fight Club? His name is Alex.
Yeah, his name is Alex Paulson.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so now they're going to try and get Troy to do something about this.
That is the plan, yes. So they see Troy in the study room. Jeff's scheme is to get Troy show interest in Annie, so Annie will drop Vaughn for Troy. Crash course in manipulation. You don't actually tell the person what you want them to do. You help them realize they want to do it, so it can't be traced back to you.
It's a great move.
Except Britta sucks.
Yeah.
She's the least smooth person ever. Chemistry is sexy. You know what else is sexy?
Annie.
Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
That's like the eureka moment where Troy, everything changed for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't find her sexy. He says, maybe it's because I knew her back in high school before she dropped out. She had braces and acne and a pill addiction and a nervous breakdown ending with her running through the Playcast store screaming, everyone's a robot.
I don't know. That would be pretty memorable. I would like at least be like interested in that person as a human.
But not that moment sexually. Forward.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I hope that we someday see what Annie was like in high school. That would be weird.
Yeah.
Provocative.
Jeff takes Troy aside and whispers something in his ear about Annie. Troy seems very surprised.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Well, this is the Jeff Winger thing, is that he's the gift. He has the gift of gab. He can say anything. Yeah. He's a magician.
Very manipulative, yeah.
Yeah, he's a wizard.
So I don't know. He could have said anything. Yeah,
but whatever he says, one of Troy's responses was, "Isn't she Jewish?" So I don't know what that means. So Troy says it's too late because Annie is hooking up with Vaughn. Britta says she's only doing it to make Troy jealous. Britta tells Troy that Annie is helplessly in love with him, and Jeff tries to correct back because Britta is doing a terrible job by saying, "But we're not telling you what to do." And when they leave, Troy has the weirdest boner.
Yeah, I have the weirdest boner right now, is what he says.
Yes.
I have a lot of questions about it, but I'm trying to keep things relatively tame. How are we doing on that? Of course.
Good.
I think we're keeping it.
I think moist was said once and lubricant was said a few times. So that's not too bad.
Moist is fine.
Moist is fine. Moist is fine. Can be used to describe cake.
Right.
Anyway,
more cake.
We're in the student lounge.
All right.
Face.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Troy sees Annie, walks up to her, and says, "Whoa, hey, Annie, it's me, Troy."
Yeah.
Oh my. Annie offers to call Abed. Nah, I'm not looking for my other half. I'm looking for you, girl.
I'm looking for you, girl. Yeah.
And this is a brilliant performance by Donald Glover. Do you know how hard it is to be Donald Glover and be absolutely not cool? Like, there's no, like, that's such a, like, he had to step out of, like, this earth to, like, to channel this amount of awkwardness.
He summoned something old and powerful.
Yeah.
Like, it was, the alchemy involved to, like, bring this out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just be like an uber nerd. Yeah. Very, very, very difficult. Yeah.
Annie is very freaked out by this. Vaughn walks in with ice cream. It took him so long because they made him find a shirt.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
They did eventually serve him, though.
And he does do his three
The ice cream, by the way, looked really good.
These looked like perfect. It looked like a photograph of ice cream.
It looked so good. And like, I don't know, like, it's not always my favorite cone, but I would have loved that cone with that scoop.
Just like a cheap 99-cent cone.
Yeah, but that can be fine. That can be exactly what you want.
They were so voluptuous. They were like perfect mounds on top of a cone. It was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked great.
I'm sorry.
It was great.
I'm very passionate. Like,
also,
was surprised.
I wonder how many takes it took him to take the two and the smush the one on the other and then throw away the cone. I feel like that's not easy to do.
I mean, it's he's pretty cool.
That's true.
As we do this podcast live, the great Jankinator is informing us that the ice cream was mashed potatoes.
Oh. What do you have to break my heart like that, Jink?
It doesn't change the calculus so much as far as like I still want to eat that.
I'm still into it. Yeah. Like,
it looks so much like ice cream.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Great. What a great movie making trick.
Well, yeah, it's like when they put glue on cereal for commercials.
Yeah.
Or like pizza stretch with the glue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's the cheese pull.
Yep. Good cheese pull.
Yeah.
Vaughn says, "Hey, what's up, man? Hi, bro."
yeah. Oh, because he always says
three thing intros. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He greets people with three greetings.
Troy says he's not his bro. Oh, well, actually, everyone is my bro in the whole entire universe, you know, because everything is connected. Rocks, eagles, hats.
Yeah.
So deep.
Kind of makes me want to have a hat that has an eagle on a rock as the logo.
I'm into it.
What?
Because rocks and eagles and hats.
Eagle on a rock.
I'm proficient in Microsoft Paint. I could draw you up something. I'll draw
yeah.
You know. It's on his resume.
Let's connect after this.
Okay. Go.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Troy tells Annie to tell Vaughn she's been in love with him since high school. Vaughn calls Annie Mountain Flower. Annie swears she doesn't have feelings for Troy. Vaughn thinks Annie is going to do the same thing to him that Britta did. So he makes his single cone a double cone and leaves. Annie's upset with Troy. Come on, everybody knows you want to cut a T-bone steak.
I don't like it. I don't like him when he's trying to do this. This isn't great. It's not working.
Troy tells Annie that Britta and Jeff told him about her feelings. Oh, you're even hotter when you're angry. Let's do this. Red Shoe Diaries. I think you know I have a thing for butt stuff.
Oh my God.
So forward.
It's not the first time butt stuff has come up.
Is this the first time he's ever like interacting with somebody with like a primal desire, because he's doing a very bad job at it?
Well, he was on a date with that other girl that Annie was trying to break up, remember? But I know that we
notably
really...
they are no longer seemingly any kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's confusing, cuz like he's fumbling the bag here. Like allegedly she has this like, you know, very passionate crush on him, and he's just like doing everything in his power to
ruin us forever.
He's very, very confident.
I want that confidence, but not, you know, not to that degree, I guess.
Not with that execution.
No, I don't think you would have a girlfriend if you had that amount of confidence. Yeah.
Right, no way. Yeah, bad, bad, very bad. Yeah. Oh,
I don't think the line, oh, you're even hotter when you're angry, has literally ever worked in the history of the world.
I don't think so, yeah.
We're in the study room. Jeff and Britta are toasting to Annie's inevitable breakup with Grody J. McConaughey.
Grody J. McConaughey. What does the J stand for?
I think it's just a middle initial.
Is Matthew McConaughey, does he have a J initial? That would be like a really, no, it's so. David.
Maybe it's like a model of a Lincoln, like some sort of Lincoln car as a J model.
Yeah, I think that would work.
Yep. Britta thinks that their babies will be extra cute. Because, you know.
You know, she says.
Annie barges in and yells at them for meddling in her love life. Troy barges in and yells at them. Hey, guys, thanks for taking ugly Annie out of the palm of my hand and turning her into yet another hottie that will never get with me. And Leonard yells at them for eating all the macaroni.
I love Leonard coming in here being so upset about that. Because I don't know Leonard well enough yet. He's been just like dropped sporadically every once in a while.
That's
like
Leonard, classic Leonard. Just dropping Leonard sporadically. But I always love the Jeff's response. Like Jeff's response is always like,
shut up, Leonard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he's always like, he's right. Like this.
I didn't eat all the macaroni. How did he know?
How did he know?
It's okay, sure.
It's so good. Like, what macaroni?
There's a deeper connection between Jeff and Leonard. There's something there.
Yeah.
Oh,
Leonard's great. We'll see a lot of him later on. Abed's dorm room. Pierce is ready to watch Kick Puncher, but Abed says they had planned on watching Runaway instead because Tom Selleck fights mechanical spiders.
Yeah, and this is a problem. We had glossed over this, right? But Pierce had, he circled up with like a writer's group, basically.
Yes.
Which is the Derek comedy troupe of Mystery Team fame.
Yes.
So Donald Glover's buddies and contemporaries of that time were like his writers to punch up his jokes for Kick Puncher 2. So he's upset because he'd already seen the movie. And so all that work is going down the drain.
Yes, yes, especially because once the other students realize that he really loves gay jokes, that's all they give him. So he feels like he has a lot of quality material.
He's ready
here.
To go. Yeah, yes. He's ready to roll. Yep.
Pierce says his brother died on the set of that movie, and so they all agree to watch Kick Puncher 2 so instead.
Chang's like, sorry for your loss.
It's ridiculous. One of the mechanical spiders got him. And Tom Selleck just watched.
Yeah.
Sounds like a total Selleck move.
Yeah.
That seems on brand.
Oh.
I don't want to go too deep into it, but.
Oh, that's upsetting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pierce starts making jokes very quickly. Abed stops the movie and they all realize something is up. Troy says, yeah, but you're doing it with the speed and determination of the incomparable Robin Williams. Such a good line. Pierce admits to doing the work ahead of time. He calls them pathetic for making fun of other people's work. Abed says it's a deflection because Pierce can't get a genuine laugh.
Yeah.
Pierce says he knows he's funny. He doesn't need their validation, which is when he trips over Chang's giant bowl of popcorn and everyone laughs hysterically. Yeah. He's excited because he got the biggest laugh.
Is this meta commentary? Is this a meta commentary that like Chevy Chase is not particularly funny in like the ways that many of these other characters are, as in like his dialogue's not always great. He's often like kind of mean spirited, but he's like a physical comedy master.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Meta comedy on Community? That's outrageous.
It's a theory.
I would not be surprised.
It's just a theory.
Even as early on as season one, would not be surprised if they were already very frustrated with working with Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Yep. Back to the study group. Britta and Jeff enter and apologize to Annie. They call themselves Annie's Greendale parents. Annie says her mom would never wear boots that go up that high. They're just like under her knee.
Yeah. It's too high.
So sassy. She asks what happened to respecting her as an adult and as a friend. And that's when Britta, good God, claws come out. You want to be treated as an adult and a friend? Try not dating your friend's ex-boyfriend. Find your own man.
Find your own man.
Yeah.
You tell her, Britta.
Yeah, going for it.
Yeah. Annie's upset because Britta said she was okay with it. I love the next line. Fine, I cared. I'm a girly girl. I like boys, and I don't like it when they're mean to me. And I don't like it when they stop kissing me and start kissing my friends. I'm not that cool. I'm not Juno, okay, home slice.
I'm not Juno. It's such a great line.
I'm not Juno, okay, home slice.
Yeah.
I'm not Juno.
When did Juno come out?
That's a good question.
This was 2010, so when did Juno come out?
2007. So, like, it's already a dated reference at this point.
Love that. Love that for
fantastic.
Britta.
Fantastic.
But it was for me. It was for me.
It was great. I'm not Juno, okay?
Home slice.
Yeah. This is where like everybody's like having like this like deeply incestuous moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's everyone like, around the table the is just like doing each other with their eyes. It's a lot.
Especially Abed. Especially Abed
is having eye sex with everyone. Everyone at that table.
He's loving every minute.
This is a great moment.
Sex with everyone.
It's what's occurring, Jess.
It's more eyebrow sex than anything else. Oh, it's all in the brows.
He wants you to look at the brows, but it's the eyes.
He's
too.
Using the entire region.
It's all
over. He's using the entirety of the region. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So everybody's upset. They're all looking at each other and giving each other sexy eyes. Shirley wants to know if anyone has said anything about her. Pierce does. She said she'll mark him as spam. Who's Pam? And I
Who's
was like,
Pam
Josh
was
lost
great.
It.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah. I'll mark you as spam. Who's Pam?
Yeah.
I did love that.
Abed points out the obvious. He calls them all the Brady Bunch because they were what once they were wholesome and healthy, and now they are dysfunctional and incestuous.
As the cast of the Brady Bunch.
Yep. Gotta love it.
Yeah. Tell me more about that. I'm sure that there's so many documentaries that tell me.
Oh,
exactly.
Everybody already knows about that, no?
Yeah.
It's like well documented, yeah.
I haven't gone deep into like Brady Bunch lore, but I know. Yeah, I'm sure it's waiting for me. You know
it's
when I'm ready.
The Marsh of it all.
When I'm ready for it.
Don't throw the football at me, step bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't do it.
Annie curls out Shirley for saying, "I like to slap those buns on the grill." Jeff's button tight pants.
Yeah.
And this is when Shirley calls out Troy and Abed's weird relationship, and they both say they're just jealous.
Yeah. They're very secure.
Yes. Jeff says that everybody's more complicated than a real family because there's nothing to stop them from looking at others as a sexual prospect.
Immediately begin to do.
Yeah.
First of all, how long have they known each other at this point? Like a semester? Semester and a half.
So it's February as this episode is airing. Is it February in the events of the show then, roughly? Like, does it tend to like map pretty well?
Yeah. How long do you know these people?
If you spend every day with them.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay.
I think you can really get to know somebody in that short time period.
Emotions burn bright and quick. in these kinds of circumstances.
Yep. Okay, sure.
I don't know. This is theoretical. This is theoretical work. This is theoretical. This is theoretical.
All right. Well, I hope they all hook up at some point. That'd be great.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I'm nervous.
Annie insists that Vaughn likes her for who she is, and she likes him. Vaughn is outside playing guitar. Annie asks if she got his messages, and he says he threw his phone in the river.
I threw my phone in the river.
Because he thought he couldn't talk to her, what was the point in having his phone?
Yeah.
What a disastrous
thing to do.
Yep. He sings Annie a song. It's
body
so good.
Of water. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good. And you know, and like I knowing me, like I had to look up the lyrics afterwards because I honestly really think this is a work of genius. Can we just like go line by line here?
Yes.
And just so okay, lyrical breakdown of Vaughn's any song. Here we go. You guys ready?
Yep.
I see you when you smile, and I want to sing a song. But then I write the words, and they always come out wrong. Very, very, like, introspective in terms of, like, just, like, you know that boyish, like, crushhood, like, that you feel? Like, this is, he's putting it on paper. I love
it. Yeah, he's writing it out.
And then he said, they come out wrong again. I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes, but then the words get frozen in my mouth like Eskimos.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, didn't he steal from Love Actually?
I feel it in my fingers.
I feel it in my toes.
Yeah, he did. He took it.
He did.
I love plagiarists, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's an underrated art form.
I like your nose. Just like with the beauty that he sings, I like your nose. Like it's just he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And then Jessica Sterling. You performed a great version of this. Why don't you take it home?
All the ooh, Annie. I don't know why Love he that. Ends it on Annie's song. He could have just ended on Annie.
Like when he sang Annie's song.
Annie's song.
That is so unintentionally hilarious.
It's so ridiculous. Say Annie.
Annie song.
It's good.
Wow. Just so you know what he's saying. You know, yeah. Annie song. Love that.
This is Annie song, unless you didn't know. It's about Annie.
I love Vaughn. He's a great
lyrical
guy.
Genius.
I mean, well, not necessarily a great guy, but he's a lyrical. But aren't all artists somehow like tortured inside?
Yes. That's the rumor.
Battling demons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the reputation. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably accurate.
Yeah. You know, does it necessarily excuse douchebaggery? Absolutely not.
No.
But you know, tortured artists. It's just the way they operate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. Yeah. As one lyrical genius said.
They put the blood on the page. You know.
Yeah. Yep.
Or you know.
Annie's impressed.
I do.
So
I mean, you know, that's great. That's great. Yeah. I'm happy for them.
You're honestly. Complicated.
You're complicated.
I can't even believe that.
So Pierce says his songs are dumber than he is. Jeff says at least they're honest. And he says that Vaughn wants to show her a cloud that looks like a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of clouds look like pumpkins. Wow. Hot
yeah,
thing.
I've seen a few pumpkin clouds in my day.
Yeah.
Like they're not orange. Sure.
No, but they look like sort of like a...
They're voluptuous. Mm-hmm. I keep saying voluptuous.
I've noticed.
Yeah, but like they've
it's
got...
It's the only
yeah.
adjective I know.
Yeah.
It's concerning because that colors are also adjectives.
Leave me alone.
No.
So Britta tells Annie
won't
to
do that.
Date Vaughn. Pierce asks if he has a shot with any of them and they're all
the
absolutely
no.
existent.
The answer's no. Yeah. They don't.
That's tough for him.
They don't. The final scene, the after credits, is Troy and Abed are making, their own kick puncher movie.
Yes.
Which I thought was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Abed is the damsel great. In distress.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, kick puncher.
I love you, kick puncher.
Well, we do actually find out the answer to the question, what's stronger, a kick or a punch? Kick puncher wins the battle. He beats punch kicker.
Community takes a side here.
Yeah. They really do.
Yeah, community doesn't like leave this ambiguous. Community thinks a kick is stronger than a punch. I'm increasingly convinced that that's correct.
I don't think there's really much of a debate.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'd have to talk to somebody who, you know, throws punches and
a kick or a punch. Yeah,
yeah.
But could they have, like, the leading man not win? You know what I mean? Like, who is punch kicker, right? Like, they need kick puncher to win.
He's the main villain, right? I mean, I don't know. I guess I haven't seen
the movie. I thought he was the hero. Is he the villain?
Well, that's
about this? I think that this, a kick with the force of a punch does not sound nearly as intimidating as a punch with the force of a kick.
That's fair.
Right.
Because you're putting your whole leg. I think if you think about the number of muscles and the size of the muscles involved, like your leg is much bigger than your arm.
Yeah.
And that's it.
A full-forced kick over a full-forced punch, I don't feel like it is especially close. Yeah. The more that I think
about it. Especially if you, like, do the side kick, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely not from a side kick. You need the full force of a... I poo-pooed your wind-up punches, but I think a wind-up kick...
Y-I-otas.
I think a wind-up kick.
How do you wind up a kick?
Well, no. Like, if you just, like...
I think it hurts the person who's doing the wind-up.
And you go... Pff.
Oh, I was thinking of, like, in cartoons when they're running, like the and they're whole, like, and their legs, like, go all the way around. Oh, like
the Roadrunner's legs.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
maybe not. But if you're, like, you swing your leg back and then shaclown. Yeah.
Shaclown?
Yeah.
That's an exclamation.
Shaclown. I just saw that as, like, a comic book speech bubble in my head.
Yeah, shaclown.
Yeah.
Just shaclowning around here in community building. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On post show recaps, I think that the post show kneecaps is the.
Oh, who wrote that for you?
It's just like an Instagram.
I told you this is the third time I did the podcast. I did this. I tried this one out when I was doing it with the Jess podcast. So you were in the dark.
And it obviously worked.
Yeah, it landed pretty well. So I vote Streets Ahead on this scene.
Yep, I have barely Streets Ahead.
Yeah, what's your deal?
It's just like this is fine. I thought it could have been funnier. I don't know.
I thought what really put it over the edge was Troy. What is it? Wait, Troy says something at the end, right? Was there something Britta funny that happened?
Is it that they ask if Britta could do Abed's part, but she was busy?
Right, and he's like, let's go to the next scene. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, the sex scene.
He says
next scene, Jessica.
Yeah, he definitely says sex scene, though. I'm like almost positive he said
I don't believe you.
This could be a difference between watching it on Netflix or Hulu.
Yes.
Is that true?
Out. No.
Yeah, it's a different cut.
I don't think so.
Okay. No, that makes sense. No, honestly, let's move on. Let's move on, I think.
Okay.
So far, everything is Streets Ahead. Nothing is Streets Behind.
Well, yeah.
Because Troy and Abed can do no wrong, okay?
I think it's pretty close to correct.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, there's no debate here.
I don't think you should be sorry about anything. This is the moment where we go to F community feedback. This is the feedback portion. April is saying that Kick Puncher is the next of Greendale. Is Kick Puncher... like the Nicolas Cage movie next? It felt like Kick Puncher was more like the RoboCop.
Is RoboCop good or bad?
It's great.
Well, then I don't think it's Kick Puncher.
I just, in my head, next was actually, like, I thought the movie next was the movie Ghost Rider, but then I corrected that in my head, and I shouldn't have said any of this, so.
No, it's fine. I think Kick Puncher might be closer to Ghost Rider, though. Kick Puncher seems like more of like a superhero film.
But, okay, never mind. No, let's not get into it. I don't want to talk about Ghost Rider, because all I remember about Ghost Rider is that he's a motorcycle-riding guy with a flaming skull.
He's a stunt rider, basically. He's like sort of like he makes a pact with an ancient evil that turns him into the Ghost Rider.
Mm.
And so like it's like sort of like depths of hell shit that's going
on.
What
is the origin of Kick Puncher? How did the Kick Puncher get his punched?
He looks like a RoboCop type, and RoboCop, whose name was also Alex, like Starburns, gets mutilated. and murdered by a bunch of criminals, and then gets reassembled as a robot cop, RoboCop, with like barely any memories of his life prior to being RoboCop. And Kick Puncher seems to be in that vein. He's played by Derek Mears, who I clocked immediately. Derek Mears, who has been sort of like a modern legend as far as like stunt work goes, and has played a bunch of iconic characters, including Jason in the reboot of Friday the 13th. He was the Predator in a Predators movie. He was not in RoboCop, unfortunately. That would connect this well.
I feel like Community dropped the ball on that. They should have got a meta like actor that was from RoboCop, right?
I don't know who
stuntman from RoboCop.
So there were they could have gotten the original RoboCop, but he's old now.
But was he old then?
Yeah.
This is 10 years ago.
Yeah. He was still old. Yeah, how old is he now? Peter Weller is the actor. He's 73 now. Okay. You know, he would have been 63. I don't know if it would have worked. I would have been here for it. Peter Weller taught a class at my college. I emailed him because, like, you know, you had the email addresses of all of your professors. I said, I can't believe you're here one night while I was drunk.
Wow.
That's all the emails. I can't believe you're here.
I was like, it's so cool that you're here. And I sent that email. I never heard back.
Josh Wiggler.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Wow. That's
I didn't hear back.
Anyway, from
Dave. Dave says, please discuss the portrayal of Starburns in this episode. Prior to this episode, he's portrayed as a happy-go-lucky dork, but in this episode, Jeff and Britta basically label him a predator. Speaking of, Derek Mears played the predator. is it because Starburns was part of the contingent that plucked Buddy from their group? Jack Black, having pilfered Buddy from the group, is he now like he's gone into like full douchebag
stratosphere? I think he's always seemed like the guy who thinks he's so cool because he has Starburns.
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know, maybe I think this is a misassociation with just sideburns in general, like, oh, what a creep, that guy has sideburns.
Right.
Which, you know, I think sideburns can be cool sometimes, maybe.
Yeah. Jason Priestley.
Depends on how much they go into like the mutton chop territory, I think.
Right. I don't know. I don't think I could ever pull it off.
Some people can rock them, and that's great. That's great. You know? Mm-hmm. I think like if you can do it, go for it for sure. And like if you're not sure, try it. This is from Riley. Riley says, I think it's a really good building block episode, an overall important season one episode, as it's transitioning out of some early season one concepts and into some season two concepts. While in the last episode, they're rehashing the Jeff and Britta stuff. Here, they're showing what Jeff and Britta are best at, being selfish, messy friends who try to sabotage others in the group for selfish reasons because they're more similar than different. Is this closer to like what Jeff and Britta are like beyond this episode? Like, because they are sort of still like in Ross and Rachel territory right now.
I think it's a common, yeah, I'd say they come back to this well a lot, in that like Britta tries to be the one who helps people. And I think she does succeed at that a lot of the time. But when you pair her up with Jeff, they're both just so toxic for each other.
Yeah.
It just turns them both into horrible people.
Yes.
Really.
Yes. From Eric Divestein, do you think Jeff was trying to break up Annie and Vaughn more because he thought it was best for her, as he claimed, or more out of romantic jealousy? I don't know that I'm allowed to weigh in here, right? Or I don't know if anyone can. I guess maybe I'm the one.
You should weigh in here.
Yeah, you. This is for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that we get a clear... I don't know that the show gives us a definitive answer.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I think judging off of this episode alone, like, I feel like there are some, like, implications in, the, like, in the, like, the Jeff's expressions.
Yes.
And the, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so...
Yeah, I think... I don't think, obviously, he is not purely innocent in his desire to break them up. I think he also just really hates Vaughn for many reasons.
Yes.
Is Jeff ever, you know, not doing something for like his pure,
for selfish,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I think Vaughn is just like the antithesis of Jeff also. Like, he's just so the opposite of everything Jeff is. He just despises him.
So there's like a Venn diagram, but in the middle of that Venn diagram, I don't know what's on the outside, but on the inside is douchebag.
Wow. Right?
So they aren't complete.
Diagram, but in the center is douchebag.
Yeah, I don't know what else. Yeah, I don't know what's in the world out there beyond these walls.
Jeff, in the middle. Yeah,
okay, thank you. Now,
look, I completed your Venn diagram.
You know when the last time I made a Venn diagram was when I was a wee boy.
Yeah.
So this was my last attempt at
it. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I really did. I gotta say, I liked it a lot. Your Vaughn diagram.
Jessica, keep this shit moving.
Your Vaughn diagram.
Oh, God.
Vaughn diagram.
Hashtag Vaughn diagram. That's it.
Meow meows. Meow meow.
Into meows.
Oh, it's time to meows. That's the song. I don't know. I really liked this episode. I liked everybody basically the same. So I slapped fours on everybody except Shirley, who I didn't really remember doing much in this episode. So I gave her a 3.5, and I'm always grading Shirley really high. So maybe it's like a demerit there. And then Pierce, a 2.5. If he hadn't fallen over at the end, I don't know that I would have found anything. But he did fall over, and I thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm rating everyone. I'm almost tempted to give Chang an extra 0.5 for the tuxedo.
You can if you want to.
I think I'm gonna.
Okay.
I think Chang cracked me up the most in this episode. It just threw my plans fell through. Like, what was he doing? What did he have going on? And also when he's like, I'm right here. The delivery was really great. I'll give that to Chang. Those are my meow meows.
Wow, giving everybody fours, that seems pretty lazy, Josh. I tell you, that seems like one of the laziest things you could do.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm a hyperbolic man, so
I like it.
Usually when I do any sort of like test or rating type thing of like, you know, like there's a test that's like, did you dislike this? Did you maybe kind of like this? Did you like this? Did you really like this? Or did you very much like this? Like, I personally am a 1 or 5 guy, you know, like I'm this end of the spectrum or this end of the spectrum. So naturally I gave everybody 5. This episode,
I love it.
I love it.
I have reasons. Okay. Britta gets a 5, instant 5. This is the first one I was so sure about, was like Britta gets a 5 because she turned a high five into a snake. And I, you know, like if you were just thinking about like, how would somebody do that? But she pulled it off. So Britta, instant 5. Also the Juno reference. Like, I honestly, she should get a 6. That's a good point.
That was for me.
Troy and Abed never miss for me, you know, so I'm just always giving them a 5. You know, and also the Donald Glover performance of him, like, you know,
very good.
Being uncool for the first time in his life, probably the first time in his entire life. Like, just like, you know, absolutely insane. You know, I had Pierce at 1, you know, because, you know, but then he fell over and it was funny. So I was like, all right, Pierce, here's a 5. Easy 5 for you. And Chang, Chang's wearing a tuxedo.
It's a great Chang episode.
It's all good.
It is a great Chang episode.
He's just eating a big bowl of popcorn. He's not sharing.
That was the most massive bowl of popcorn he's ever seen in his life.
I respect that so much. To bring a snack to a movie night and be like, guess what? Pre-COVID, no less, and still not sharing.
Yeah.
Like, at least if you're in a movie night when you're like, you're 6 feet apart maybe or whatever, you're definitely not sharing. Oh, sorry, there's COVID. But
this is a good point.
Like, pre-COVID, wow, popcorn and you're not sharing, amazing.
It's a bold choice.
It's a bold choice.
And I respect for sure.
that.
Yeah.
Everyone gets 5s. Thank you.
I think that's fair. I like it.
I am the harshest grader, as usual, I think. At the high end, I did give Troy a 4. I thought that I loved him being so awful and just the funniest bad date guy you've ever seen. Like, he's like, I'm date Mike. Like, that is what he reminded me of. Just so awful.
Yeah.
I give a lot of people 3.5. Britta, Abed, Shirley, and Annie. I thought they were all decent. Not like the most memorable they've ever been in any episode. So I thought they were okay. So they got 3.5. Jeff gets a 3 because Jeff just, I don't know, he just annoys me sometimes.
You agree with Starburns. Starburns was right.
He is kind of a douchebag. Yeah, 100%. I get Chang a 3, which is up from like his average because I thought he was there and the tuxedo bit was kind of funny, but he didn't really, none of his jokes are really like zingers for me.
How dare you?
And Pierce gets a 1.5. Pierce sucks. I did not like Pierce's episode. I don't laugh at his physical comedy. I think he sucks.
You didn't like it when he fell?
No, he made it. Well, I liked it when he fell. I thought he
personally might have gotten injured. That's why I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I'm just like, he makes racist jokes. He makes sexist jokes. He just loves the bad. I'll wait for you to get the beverages, Shirley. Actually, that's what gave Shirley the extra little boost into the 3.5. I originally had her at a 3 was because she says, you're going to be waiting a long ass time. And I was like, that's right, Shirley. He will be waiting a long ass time.
Get his ass, Shirley.
Get him.
Yep. So
everyone's really close.
Yeah, it's a tight
just
race.
Looking at the character rankings right now, it's like a 12-point swing in first through 6. Abed and Troy are still really, really leaps and bounds ahead. And then Jeff and Annie are right in the thick of it. And Shirley right behind them. Britta's actually relatively low.
Oh, wait. That's not right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I moved her up, but I forgot to retype in her ratings.
Some of the stats are... That's right. Have
when I
changed.
Do it on the fly, I'm not as accurate. But that number is
changed.
Now accurate.
Yeah. And then they're like, Pierce and Chang are bringing it up. But I'd like to congratulate Senior Chang, who has officially accrued 100 meow meow beans.
He's at triple digits.
As of today.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Love that.
He's so ill.
Senior Chang.
Yeah.
And I'm so ill.
This is a warning. Let's do the Dean's List. Everybody gets a Dean's List point.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I had given my Dean's List point to Kick Puncher.
I did see that.
But then I realized that by giving a point to Vaughn, we have like a potential challenger for the Dean.
Yep.
Who is otherwise just going to run away with the Dean's List.
Also, and I'd like to add that Dean was even in this episode.
I'm ultimately okay with that if that's where we go. But like, let's cook up the let's turn up the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But also, Vaughn is ridiculously great as a character. Vaughn is just an incredible character.
What more do you need to know about him?
He's incredible. I love.
That's
Vaughn.
All you need to sell me. I love
tiny nipples.
Yeah,
an amazing artistic mind. Also,
when does anybody else sing "Tiny Bubbles" in their head when they think "Tiny Nipples"?
Tiny
gotta tell you,
tiny nipples.
No,
no, just me. Mm-mm. Okay, good.
Mm-mm. No.
Once you put it there, I can see myself in the future now singing "Tiny Nipples."
Yeah,
it totally works.
I don't know what "Tiny Bubbles" is.
What?
Isn't it like
it's like a Hawaiian song you played on the ukulele.
Oh, I thought it was from SpongeBob.
Oh, well, then I would definitely not know.
God, no. It's a cute Hawaiian
song. I knew the
song.
I'm giving the wrong credit.
It's the lyrics are tiny bubbles in the wine. Make me happy. Make me feel fine.
Huh.
It's a lovely song. Don Ho is the singer.
Can you Google if it was ever on SpongeBob? Because that seems like a weird song to have on SpongeBob.
Tiny Bubbles in the Wine.
He sings a bubble song, but I don't think it's the same one.
Tiny Bubbles in the Wine.
But same guy.
Tiny Bubble. Well, no, SpongeBob sings it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don Ho is not SpongeBob. Yeah.
Maybe for that one moment.
I can't believe you didn't know Tiny Bubbles.
No, I don't know it. I don't know it.
I'll send you to the chapter.
Rating the episode,
mm-hmm.
Just on instinct, I gave this a 3.2, and I feel like that's lower than I actually feel about the episode. But I'm not going to move it. Gave it a 3.2. It's still in like that. We're past 75% of the way. I'm loving the show. I thought this was very funny. There was a lot that I greatly enjoyed this week. I'll be happy with that 3.2.
I gave it a 2.9. I think it's a good episode. It's an average episode of Community in my mind. And so it got a 2.9.
Phil, did you give it a 5 out of 4?
No. So this is the thing. Like, I wanted to do a bit where, like, oh, Felipe did like this decimal point last week.
Right.
And
right,
I wanted to like make things hard for Jess because that's Jess. You know, I love doing
Who
that.
Doesn't? Who doesn't?
But, you know, I think I gave it a. I can only this discredits everything I just said about 5 to 1. I think, you know, if I'm taking it seriously, I'd say I'm giving it a 3.8. I'm saying like you are very right when you say this is like the sweet spot of Community season 1 where like the episodes are like this is an average episode of Community, but it's hitting. You know, like it's hitting.
Yeah.
And this is why we love Community. Like an average episode is actually good. Above average if you're comparing it to other TV. So it's like you know,
depends on how your what your metric is, right? Like, exactly, so I'm grading it against itself. So it's like, yeah, it's an average episode of Community. So if it, technically I should put it around a 2, but it's a good average.
Right, exactly.
So you got to give it.
Also don't really know how math works. So,
neither
does Or Venn diagrams.
That makes 3 of us.
Venn diagrams.
Venn diagrams.
Boom.
The audience. Justified. Was like somewhere in the middle between us at a 3.11, which brings our current average to a 3.25, firmly in 9th place out of 15.
All right.
Okay. Right. That's below intro to stats at a 3.27.
Okay. Oh, right underneath the math. Romantic expressionism. Look at you in 9th place. I hope you enjoy your spot there. I expect you won't be there forever. Mm-hmm. So enjoy 9th place for now. It's romantic expressionism. I enjoyed this. I had a great time. I had a very good time. Phil, did you have fun?
Did you, Papa? Did
I
you?
Did.
If
I
you
did.
Had a great time, I had a great time.
I had a great time. Jess, did you have fun?
I loved it. This is great. I now that we have a definitive answer on what's better between a kick and a punch.
Jessica, are you just saying that?
It's important to know.
I would never just say that to make you feel better. I'm not social lubricant.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You would tell us.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. I appreciate your honesty.
I think you would be like, it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I think you would say like, it was good. Is probably like how you would say it.
Yeah. It was good.
Well, it was good.
Yeah. Okay.
It was great.
You know what? I'll believe that.
Also, it was amazing.
Wow. Guys, this was
good. It was good.
I love this.
So, Phil, we can find you on the Grand Theft Auto 5 RPG server.
Right. Eventually, like, I want to stream GTA 5 roleplay. I just have to do the work.
Phil, genuinely, when you do that, please let me know.
Okay.
I would, like, directly contact me. I want to be, like, I want to know how it goes.
Yeah. So eventually when I do that, you can find me over on twitch.tv/Fillard. I'm on Twitter @Fillard. And, you know, I'm in the PSR Discord sometimes,
when you're overcoming,
when you succumb to the gambling addiction.
Yeah. To the Wario Casino.
There you go.
You know, putting my, have you thought of a Wario, cryptocurrency, Josh?
I mean, technically that's what we're building right now.
Right. Okay.
But like, I was going to say weaponizing it, which is probably not the way to, but it is probably accurate.
Oh my God. Just Jesus.
I mean, like, it is, I like, I just, well, I want to be honest.
Weaponizing in what way?
You know, that part I should keep close.
Okay,
now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's certainly out there. Are you curious as to what the Wario Casino is out there? Well, you can find out. Go to postshowrecaps.com/Patreon or patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Subscribe at that $10 Discord level and find out about the hottest casino in town. So hot that, I don't know. Yoshi's and stuff.
Really just gave up.
So hot.
So hot.
I don't know. I mean, it's a great time. It's a great time. It's a great time and lots of crazy things will happen.
See what completing a meat circle means to the casino.
You can find out. It's there's a lot to unpack.
There's so much to find
there's
out.
Just there's just a lot, you, a lot do to you, discover.
Hey, is there a wiki? Do you guys have a wiki?
Not yet.
Yes, our wiki.
There's a glossary. There is a glossary in the Discord. Yes.
And there also is a specific Wario Machino glossary.
Yeah, we do have multiple glossaries. Yeah.
But let me tell you, you need it. Been told that the Discord, the patron Discord, was aggressively kind and welcoming.
Yes, yes.
Take that for what you will.
So we've got the glossary. It can give you all of the information that you could ever possibly need. Mm-hmm. And it's a living document. It's constantly
evolving. You can just jump right in the conversation once you know about me pretending like I've read the glossary. Something.
Yeah, Wario coins. Yeah, pretty much. Good. Pretty much exactly that. Hey, Jess, at this point, I like to ask you what kind of shit the 90s have taught you recently.
Yes, we have so much going on. Like, honestly, the end of this month has been wild. We're finishing up our May baseball content month with Sandlot coming out soon. We have the Dungeons and Dragons, Dawson's Creek crossover podcast coming out soon. And next week, keep your eyes peeled for a very, very special bonus podcast that's coming out on something relevant from the 90s. That is maybe having a reunion next week. We might be covering that on our podcast over at Shit90sPod on Twitter and Instagram. Shit90sPod@gmail.com if you want to send in feedback. That's what we have going on.
The makers of Pogs are getting back together.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
You nailed it. Beanie Babies too.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. That's dope. I'm at Round Howard for all of your internet needs. Post Show Recaps is at Post Show Recaps wherever you can find us. And all the podcasts are on your podcast app of choice. We'll be back next week with what episode, Jess? And who do we got showing up at our doorstep?
Communication Studies. And we have a very special guest coming on. Martha from the Real Weird Sisters.
Ooh, Martha! Oh, that's great. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. That's going to be super fun. Can't wait. That'll be great. Episode 16. Phil, a true pleasure. Wonderful having you here.
Wow.
In my Venn diagram, I don't know what's on the outside. But...
I think it's Jess and Josh, and it's people who love Phil.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
Yes.
How's that for right romantic expressionism?
Right in the middle. That's where you live.
Loved coming to bring your son to work day, Josh.
It was great. It was so much fun. It was a total blast.
Right.
We'll be back next week. Bye, everybody. Corey B, take it away.
This is a show about a team that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jazz, here till it ends. Meet up to Pastor Dale Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine away.